Good day. I'm Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review for Sunday, July 11th, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, 8 fire departments responded to a fire at a former Grand Junction grocery store last week. They were called to the 300 block of East Main Street Sunday at approximately 5:35 a.m. The fire was eventually extinguished, but the building was deemed a total loss. At number 9, volunteers being sought for the state baseball tournament, which is returning to Merchants Park later this month. Class 1A and Class 2A state tournaments will be in Carroll from July 26th through July 30th. People interested in lending a hand can contact the Carroll Chamber at 792-4383 or the City of Carroll at 792-1000. And number 8, Carroll Rockers back out on the road, opening for Night Ranger. That was on Friday night over at the Surf. Bat Authority members Kyler Brinker, Miles Millard, and Teddy Raymakers were thrilled at the opportunity. With the pandemic mostly behind us now, the band's going to be playing at multiple venues throughout the state and Midwest this summer. At number 7, $18.5 million was returned in fiscal year 21 through the Great Iowa Treasure Hunt. The Iowa Treasurer's Office program seeks to reunite owners with lost financial assets. You can visit greatiowatreasurehunt.gov to check for any unclaimed assets that may be available to you. At number 6, the Jefferson Police Department sought warrants on drug charges against a Fort Dodge man. 39-year-old Derek Eugene Ott faces one count of possession of a controlled substance stemming from an April 21st encounter with law enforcement. He's also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. At number 5, a portion of a wall at Carroll's new street maintenance facility must be replaced. Slots in the precast concrete panels do not align, requiring new pieces to be cast and delivered. The $5.1 million structure was already about 30 days behind schedule prior to this issue being discovered. At number 4, an Iowa law that requires water system operators to provide notice of fluoridation changes went into effect July 1st. The law requires owners and operators of public water supplies to notify customers at least 90 days ahead of making any changes to the systems. They're also required to notify the Iowa Department of Public Health of any changes. Number 3, two were killed in a motorcycle accident south of Storm Lake last week. 28-year-old Faya Sue Aung and 30-year-old Martin DeJesus Cruz were pronounced dead at the scene of the 3 motorcycle accident. The other rider, 39-year-old Luis Angel Garcia Contreras, was transported to BV Regional Medical Center for treatment of his injuries. At number 2, a Carroll man arrested early last Friday morning with a blood alcohol content more than 4 times the legal limit. That person, 43-year-old Jesse William Spindler, was taken into custody on July 2nd in the 500 block of Northeast Street. His blood alcohol content was 0.367. Then our top story, July brings increases to maximum unemployment and disability benefits. The changes to the system went into effect Sunday, July 4th. Maximum temporary and permanent disability payments also increased. If you want some more information about these specific changes, visit iowaworkforcedevelopment.gov. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.